Good evening.
Wow.
Welcome to the folk show on Sid Valley Radio.
Welcome indeed.
Scotland seemed to have a seemingly endless line of Celtic folk rock bands. And this is, you've just been listening to, was the latest batch. This is a band called Torridon. And by gum, they're exciting stuff. Can't wait to see them booked at Sidmouth at the Late Night Extra at some point.
A rousing little number.
It certainly was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, good evening, folks. I hope you're all well. This is a recorded programme.
Yes.
Barry and I will be attending the funeral of our dear and best mate, Dave Lowry. And we didn't expect to be necessarily either available or for Barry to be on his feet at this time of night. So okay.
I thought that's very unjust. It might be true, but it's very.
Barry would likely be relaxed as a newt by this point.
Yes.
So, we thought we'd record a programme for you. And so here we are recording it. So please don't send us messages. Throughout the programme, there will be tracks that have had us thinking about Dave.
Yes, indeed.
We won't necessarily be announcing them individually, but we'll leave them to you to recognise the ones that we're
some of them are just sort of tenuous links via perhaps just the title,
yeah,
of the tune or song. So, but this particular one, which is my first choice, is from from the CD that Tom and Barbara made. Excuse me, that Old Frog's Returned, of Dave's before he got quite too poorly. Plus a couple of tracks that he recorded when he was much, much better. This is a song, that a lot of people will have heard Dave sing because it was one of his regular songs in his repertoire of the Berry and Gould collection. This is Dave Lowry singing A Cottage Well Thatched with Straw.
In the days of yore, there sat at his door an old farmer and a sang he. With my pipe and my glass, I wish every class on the earth were as well as me. For he envied not any man his lot, the richest, the proudest he saw. For he had home brew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw. And a cottage well thatched with straw. And a cottage well thatched with straw. For he had home brew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw.
My dear old dad this snug cottage had, and he got it, I'll tell you how. He wanted, I wot, with the best coin got, that's the sweat of an honest brow. Then says my old dad, you be careful, lad, to keep out of the liar's claw. Then you'll have home brew, brown bread,
and your cottage well thatched with straw. And your cottage well thatched with straw. And your cottage well thatched with straw. Then you'll have home brew, brown bread, and your cottage well thatched with straw.
Now the rich and the poor from me door don't turn, but I give them a crust of brown, and a drop of good ale, me boys love fail, for to wash the brown crust down. Though rich I may be, it may chance to me that bad luck should spoil my store. Then I'd like home brew, brown bread,
and my cottage well thatched with straw. And my cottage well thatched with straw. And my cottage well thatched with straw. Then I'd like home brew, brown bread, and my cottage well thatched with straw.
Then in frosted and snow to the church I go, no matter the weather how. And the service and prayer that I put up there, it's to him who speeds the plough. Sunday saints I fake, they chid all the wake with a ranting and canting jaw. Not for these me own brew, brown bread, and my cottage well thatched with straw. And my cottage well thatched with straw. And my cottage well thatched with straw. Not for these me own brew, brown bread, and my cottage well thatched with straw.
Dave Lowry, cottage well thatched with straw.
Yeah, indeed. Your choice next.
Yes, not long now past Remembrance Day, and also thinking of Dave.
Yeah.
This is Coop, Boys and Simpson, Only Remembered.
Fading away like the stars in the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only the truth that in life we have spoken, only the seed that in life we have sown. These shall pass onwards when we are forgotten, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. These shall pass onwards when we are forgotten, only remembered for what we have done. Who'll sing the anthem and who'll tell the story? Will the line hold? Will it scatter and drawn? Shall we at last be united in glory? Only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Shall we at last be united in glory? Only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered for what we have done.
Coop, Boys and Simpson.
Wonderful, unmistakable sound.
Oh, fabulous. Only remembered there. Now, your choice, Oyster Band.
Yeah. And many, many years ago, John Jones, when he was at Exeter University, he used to come down to the Jolly Porter and sang with Graham and Gay. A lovely couple who are actually coming to, they'll be with us at the wake. He sang with, I can't remember the name they sang under, but they sang quite regularly in the Jolly Porter. So I thought it would be really nice to include something of at least at John's a party too. So this is Oyster Band with "This Is the Voice."
This is the voice. This is the sound that makes me shout out loud.
This is the voice that speaks to me. This is the mill town where he spent his life. From a distance we can see it still, 100 streams that meet in rainbow light. Though the voice is wearing thin, I can hear it rise and fall, cutting clear through the dim to turn my world.
This is the voice that shakes me. This is the sound that breaks me. This is the truth that makes me shout out. This is the voice that shakes me. This is the sound that breaks me. This is the truth that makes me stand up. This is the voice that shakes me. This is the sound that breaks me. This is the truth that makes me shout.
The corner where they gathered round, and though his eyes were closed, he'd see his people dancing to the cheesy lay. And though the music's growing dim, I still hear its rise and fall, cutting clear through the dim to turn my world around.
This is the voice that shakes me. This is the sound that breaks me. This is the truth that makes me shout out. This is the voice that shakes me. This is the sound that breaks me. This is the truth that makes me stand up. This is the voice that shakes me. This is the sound that breaks me. This is the truth that makes me shout.
This is the voice, this is the sound.
The now sadly defunct Oyster Band with This Is The Voice.
The Voice, written by Chopper, Jones and Prosser, and a lyrics by John Jones and Ian Telfer. John, I have no doubt, will be at the wake, so I must point out to them when we get there that they can listen later
they
on.
They can indeed log into the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, that's lovely. So there we
can
are,
I remind one. You all that this is a recorded programme?
Indeed, yes.
So although you're listening to it live, or maybe on the podcast, we are recording this a week in advance. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we lost Archie Fisher. And I was explaining that Archie was one of the first people to have brought a sitar over to the UK and was playing it in public. He'd been over in India, spending some time over there, and had learnt the sitar. It didn't become popular over here, and really until the Beatles and George Harrison took it up. But his tutor was, of course, the amazing Mr. Ravi Shankar.
Ravi Shankar, yeah.
And a name that everybody knows. Now, Ravi's daughter, Anushka, has since been making quite a splash in her own right. She's been recording now for quite some time, and she has recently released a trio of EPs. This is from this last version, chapter 3, which is called We Return to Light. And so this is a track called Daybreak from Anushka Shankar and from her latest CD, Daybreak. Thank you. Anushka Shankar.
What a lovely, lovely sound.
That's amazing sound, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And that was Daybreak from her newly released CD, We Return to Light.
That's a compilation. Have we got the CD?
No.
Not yet, no. We might well get it, might we?
You never know. We might. You never know. There's all sorts of choices that keep coming to me from this song lines. So
oh, that's nice.
It gives me all sorts of chances to go out and actually purchase something that's different. You know, it gives us an into it, and you think, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, your choice next.
Yeah, well, here's Steve another sort of, here's another sort of, in a way, a tenuous link. Many years ago, when the Clack was booked at Whitby Festival, we shared a concert with Steve Turner and got on immensely well with him. And what a wonderful singer. And Dave said, oh, nice chap, isn't he? Very nice chap. I enjoyed meeting him. What a lovely singer, beautiful player, isn't he? So in a way, this is a link with Dave and certainly with the Clack. And when I looked down the list of titles, I thought, that is very, very suitable. Steve Turner with Fare You Well, My Dearest Dear.
Fare you well, my dearest dear, fare you well and adieu, for I must go to sea for the sake of you. And my love, have a patient heart, since you must bear the smart, since you and I must part, my own true love. Silver and gold, houses and land, what more can you desire? My love, don't complain. With jewels to your hand and servants at your command, but you must think on me, love, when I am gone. Your gold I'll count as dust when that you are fled. Your absence proves me lost and strikes me dead. When you are far from home, then servants I'll have none. I'd rather live alone than in company. So nimbly then she's dressed, all in man's attire, and for to go to sea was her heart's desire. She's cut her lovely hair, and no mistrust was there, for she a maiden were all at that time. To Venice we were bound with our hearts intent, no thoughts of our ship being wrecked, and away we went. From London but one day, and we got cast away, which caused our hearts to lay in discontent. Our ship being cast away, misfortune then did frown, For I did swim to the shore, but she was drowned. Now she lies in the deep, in everlasting sleep, which causes me to weep forevermore.
Steve Turner,
farewell, my dearest dear, they chorused. That can be found in the Penguin Book of English Folk Songs, and it was collected by from Mrs. Harriet Verrall in Monk's Gate near Horsham in 1904. And Steve says in his sleeve notes, it's been a favourite song of his for over 40 years. Hardly surprising. What a super song.
It is lovely.
Yeah.
Right, so we're off to Canada. A gentleman by the name of Matthew Byrne. Now, he has recently been doing a project with Martin Simpson, our very own Martin Simpson, looking at songs that have crossed between the UK and the USA and Canada. Having done that, he's now released a solo album, which is called Stealing Time, freshly out, and this is a track from said album. This is The Lady in the East from Matthew Byrne.
Just where the blood was spilling.
Matthew Byrne.
Yes.
It was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, here's Lady in the East.
Yeah, my next choice is another friend, a long-time friend, who also was at Exeter University as a student and spent a lot of time with us in what was then our home base folk club, the Jolly Porter in Exeter. This is Jackie Oates. Jackie will certainly, I'll be in her, as this goes out, will certainly either will be or have been in her company. This is The Trees Are All Bare. Now, Jackie found this beautiful and evocative song when she was recording for Chris Foster's album, Hedelin, if that's correct pronunciation, in 2016. The tune originates from Sussex, and the words appear to have been first written as a poem by Thomas Brerewood of Cheshire, appearing as Winter and later The Timid Hare in the Bodleian Library collection. Jackie Oates with The Trees Are All Bare from her CD with John Spires, A Midwinter's Night. The Trees Are All Bare.
Yotes with John Spires.
Isn't that a bit nice?
Lovely. Mm. The trees are all bare.
I'd love to play. We were asked by Jackie and Jack Worth to sing at their wedding, which we did. And some nice gentleman, I can't remember his name now, sent us a copy that he'd recorded in the church, which was of our singing, the clack.
Right.
Which is rather nice. Except being churchy and being, acoustically, and being... we were sort of singing in the nave.
I know, and he was recording from the pews.
Goodness knows where, in the next village by the sounds of it. It's very, very echoey. It's a shame we can't play. I'll let you have a listen to it and see what you think. But it's a shame because there's Eliza Carty in the background giving it some and a half. And it's lovely. It's lovely. But I don't think it's broadcastable.
What a shame.
Jackie, we'll see Jackie. We'll be seeing Jackie as we speak, I imagine.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right, now then, we're off to Colombia. And this is from Tumaco on Colombia's Pacific region. A band called Bejuco, or Bejuco, if it's the Spanish pronunciation. This is their second album, and it's called Machete. They basically are concentrating on traditional music, but they've added rhythms of Afrobeat. So we've got marimbas, drums, bass, guitar and synths, along with fiery vocals.
Let's see, what are we missing? We need some.
Let's get some bagpipes. Anyway, this is Bejuco, and this is Fatima.
Oh, I took her out once.
From the album Machete.
Whoa.
Mejuco.
It was interesting at the end.
Mejuco from Colombia with Fatima.
Very nice, too.
Unusual. Is your choice now, Kate Rusby.
Kate Rusby, something that's self-penned. So, and it was the title that attracted me. And always nice to listen to Kate. All God's Angels.
She's tall and she's lean, and how she smiles on me. She's the rarest, oh yes, she is my queen. I'll never care for a girl like thee.
Shame as a bite, I'll run to the fields, and it's the wrong light. The God's angels will around me fly, that they'll care for my child.
Rusby, they're joined by Tim O'Brien on mandolin with All God's Angels.
Very nice. Very gentle.
Indeed.
2023, a Arts Council-funded UK tour brought together the English band Mishra. who are Kate Griffin and Ford Collier, having brought in extra people as well to form, obviously, a full band, the full Mishmera Musical Collective, as they call themselves. But they were tied up with a an Indian Sufi vocalist called Deepa Shakti, and they found that they enjoyed all singing together. And consequently, they have released an album together. Ooh. And the album is called Turn O' Spinning Wheel. So this is a track from that. This is Banjaran. So, a mixture of UK and Indian.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
It is. Mishra and Deepa Shakti with Banjaran. No, it isn't. Hang on.
Let me stand still, I won't breathe till morning. Wake me early, I will learn to slow down. Let me stand still, I won't breathe till morning. Wake me early, I will learn to slow down. There's a tightness in my bones. Want to be alone. Jani mein jamuna kehti, I want to see with no one listening. Main ho jogi.
Mishra with Deepa Shakti.
I like that.
It was rather nice, wasn't it? Nice mixture of the two. That was Banjaran from their new album, Turn or Spinning Wheel. Now, you're listening Sid Valley Radio. This is the folk show. And just to remind you that this is a recorded programme.
Oh, yes, we're here, but we're not here. If you follow my reasoning.
We're here recording it.
Yes.
But we won't be here when you're listening to
That's it. That's right, yeah. But do, if you are, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
we probably, no, not probably, most definitely would be at David Lowry's wake. So some of these songs, as I songs and tunes, as I said, are something of a tenuous
link,
as it were. Old Swan Band have been friends of mine and Tom's and in fact the Clacks for many, many years. And so I looking down, I thought, oh, yeah, well, I need a band. And I thought, ah, that's absolutely excellent. Couldn't be better. A set of three tunes, the first being the Devon Bonnie Breast Knot. Well, that's suitable, being Devon. Then Getting Upstairs and then the Blue-Eyed Stranger from the Old Swan Band.
Thank you. trouble with owning a car is where to park it. Have you had some? And the signs they've got up, they make you dizzy. I defy anybody to work this lot out. Waiting restricted 6 to 6.30, but not more than 30 minutes in any one period of 2 hours. Even days this side, Wednesdays, Saturdays and Whitmondays only. But not before sundown. It only needs Good Friday to drop on a Thursday and we're all in the car. But then we can stop all this if we leave our car on an official car park. In a matter of seconds, you can back your car safely into the smallest space merely by following the directions of the man in charge. Come on, come on, come on. Left hand down, hard over. Get your left hand, right down, hard over. Left hand, left hand, left hand, left hand. Whoop, whoop, whoop. No, 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 you'll have to go forward. Go on. No, don't straighten up, don't straighten up. Forward on that lock, forward on that lock. Now, back as you are, back as you are. Right hand the shade. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You're 6 inches. Right hand, whoop, whoop. Hold it, hold it. Look, look, look. When I say right hand, I mean right hand facing me. Is that clear? Now we'll try again. Now straighten up and go forward. Forward, I said, whoop, whoop. You know, you're not helping me at all. Now, come back at that. Come on a mile. Come on, come on. See, don't keep watching that side. I'll watch that. If it'll help you at all, shut your eyes. Now go forward 6 feet. Now back on your other lock. No, no, your other lock. Your other lock. Whoa, whoa. See, 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 see. Switch it off altogether and come out. Leave yours where it is. I'll shift all these others.
That was Mr. Al Reed following on from the old Swan Band. I just thought we ought to lighten proceedings a little. And we all know what it's like in parking.
If you are of a certain age, you'll remember Al Reed. This blow was mad.
Absolutely mad as a hatter.
It was on the radio about every 10 minutes at one point.
It was at one point, yeah. That's from his album, Right Monkey.
Right Monkey.
Eddie Rudolph, let's get back to a bit more serious.
Yeah, another group that we enjoyed the company of, that's Craig Morgan and Robson. I remember one particularly boisterous luncheon at Whitby Festival some years ago. So here's another one I thought, oh yes, we must include the girls. Craig Morgan and Robson with Crossing the Bar.
This is a very well-known poem, and which has often been read at funerals and sung, and it was set to music. In fact, this poem I know was read at Yankee Jack Short's funeral.
Yeah.
Crossing the Bar from Craig Morgan and Robson.
Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me, and may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. When I put out to sea, and may there be no moaning of the bar, when I put out to sea. But such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home, turns again home, turns again home, when that which drew from out the boundless and after that the dark, and may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. When I embark. When I embark. And may there be no sadness of though from out our bourne of time and place the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar, I hope to see my pilot face to face. When I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar.
Gregor Ogden and Robson, Crossing the Bar.
Crossed the bar. Lovely, beautiful.
Poem by Alfred the Lord Tennyson. Tune by Rani Harbour. Now then, cast your mind back to COVID.
Ooh.
It's 5 years. It really is. It's 5 years. Time flies, isn't it?
We came into here and we
started in the January of 2000.
We did, didn't we?
2020, I mean. And then not long after, COVID hit and we were in lockdown, weren't we?
Yeah, but we were in a bubble.
Eventually
we were in a bubble.
Eventually, yes. Yeah. For a while we weren't. I was having to do the show on my own. We were trying to get you involved at various points by phone. And,
that
didn't work.
That didn't work, no. It monumentally didn't work.
No,
yeah.
It didn't.
But then we sort of safe distanced here in this very small studio. Yeah. We safe distanced, believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And we managed it, and we got back to what it was.
Anyway, here we are.
Quite a lot of artists were lost during that period, and one of the very first of the folk artists was John Prine, who was lost during the COVID. And I was thinking, we haven't actually played anything of John Prine, don't think, in the succeeding years.
No, I'm pretty sure we haven't.
So I thought it was about time we did.
Right.
This is from his album called, what was it called?
The Missing Years.
And this is Everything Is Cool from John Prine.
Everything is cool. Everything's okay. Why, just before last Christmas, my baby went away. Across the sea to an island, while the bridges brightly burn. So far away from my land, the valley of the unconcerned. I was walking down the road, man, just looking at my shoes, when God sent an angel just to chase away my blues. I saw 100,000 blackbirds just flying through the sky. And they seem to form a teardrop from a black-haired angel's eye. And that tear fell all around me, and it washed my sins away. Now everything is cool, everything's okay. Everything is cool, everything's okay. Why, just before last Christmas, my baby went away. And I found it real surprising for myself to hear me say that everything is cool, everything's okay. Everything is cool, everything's okay. Why, it was just before last Christmas, my baby went away.
John Prine there, where everything is cool.
Well, everything was cool. It's really nicely laid back, wasn't it?
It was so beautiful. Lovely.
Yeah.
Your choice now, Waters and Carthy.
Yeah. Well, in the early days of the Jolly Porter, when I first met Dave and Bill, I think the Jolly Porter was about 3.5 years old, three and a half years old. The influences were very much the Coppers. This is on the repertoire of the club in general. The Coppers, the Watersons, Bert Lloyd, Lou Killen, Johnny Handel, Ewan McCall. And young tradition there was, you know, and people were I mean, you learned songs so quickly in those days.
What you could when you were young.
You got a copy of the words, sat on it, and in 10 minutes you knew it.
Yeah.
But this is, would be strange if in this sort of, if you like, a tribute to Dave, not to include something from Waterson. But this is Waterson Carthy with, goodbye, fare you well.
It's a good song. The Rummy Boys will home. homeward bound.
Fishes and fine yellow sand,
and army boys, they're homeward bound.
And the fishes all sing as they swim to and fro.
Goodbye, farewell. Goodbye, farewell.
She's a Liverpool packet, oh Lord, let her go.
Waters and Garthy, goodbye, fare thee well.
Love that. Love
yeah,
that.
It was smashing, wasn't it? Now, a few weeks ago I discovered Fat Dog, and I haven't stopped playing bits of their CD ever since, and here I am going at it again. This is, I just love this band. Mm-hmm. This is Fat Dog with Ring the Changes.
Ring your changes, ring the old world in.
Dog, a mix of a British trio of folk musicians and a Scandinavian trio of jazz musicians. And
exciting.
It's lovely stuff. I just love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Now then, Committee.
To Committee Band, another one of my favourite bands. This is their double album, Committee Band. Two albums released together as one, and this is on CD2. This is the Committee Band. Now, I remember distinctly telling you a little anecdote about working in the music hall in Wadebridge years ago at the Cornwall Festival. And two of the guys, Martin and Dave Griggs, dressing up in bridesmaids' dresses, which were of a blue hue, which had been bridesmaids at my wedding to my second wife. And so I thought, I want a band in here. And what are they playing? Blue dresses.
Wow! You couldn't not dance to that, could you?
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Oh,
wonderful.
Fabulous.
The committee band with blue dresses.
Great.
Yeah, fabulous.
Right, bringing us back down to earth now. Dorset have this wonderful system called Artreach, where they, during or spread out amongst all the little village halls and small halls throughout Dorset, they fund bands, theatre, poetry, all sorts of stuff to come and appear in these small village halls. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a little village just outside Bridport called Shipton Gorge, where I saw John Doran and the Northern Assembly. They're from Newcastle. John, in fact, has taken over from Sandra Kerr on the choir at Sidmouth Festival.
Oh, really?
Along with his other singing partner. So we shall be bumping into them, no doubt, at Sidmouth
nice.
This coming year. But they did a lovely evening, absolutely lovely evening. It's just this very small village hall. And they gave me a copy of their new EP. And this is from that. This is Bold Wolf. You'll know this one. And this is from John Doran and the Northern Assembly.
Come all you young men, let this delight you. Come all you young men, let nothing fright you. Never let your courage fail when you're put to trial. Nor let your fancy move at the first denial. This brave undaunted youth has crossed the ocean to free America, was his intention. Well, he landed at Quebec with all his party, the city to attack, being brave and hearty. The French drew up their men in a line so pretty on the plains of Abraham before the city. While Wolfe and Morcar together walking, two armies they like brothers talking. Then each one to his post, then did retire. So then this numerous host commenced this fire, and the cannons on each side did roar like thunder. These youths in all their pride were torn asunder, and the drums did loudly beat, and the colors were flying, and the purple gordon stream, and the men lay dying. And then shot from off his horse lay this brave hero, will long lament his loss in the weeds of sorrow. revived while he lay dying. And he lifted up his head while the drums did rattle. And to his army said, how goes the battle? I say, to come the plight. Well, it's in our favor. Quebec with all her pride, nothing can save her. And she falls into our hands with all her treasure. Well then, replied Bold Wolf, I die with pleasure.
John Doran and the Northern Assembly there with Bold Wolf.
Very nice too.
It was indeed. Now then, nobody does heartbreak like the Bulgarians. It doesn't matter if you can't understand the words. You know that they're feeling it.
Oh, goodness me, yeah.
A couple of years ago, a young lady called Eugenia Georgieva came to Sidmouth Festival and did a fabulous show from all accounts. I missed her, and I think you did as well.
Inevitably, yeah.
Inevitably. But I did get a copy of this album, and she's on our Facebook page, and she does get in touch with us. This is from her album, Podrom Mome, A Girl on the Road. This song is called Podzom Somale Legnala, which means In the Autumn I Have Taken to My Bed. It is a song by a young woman who is dying, and she's thinking about leaving her firstborn child. And the second part of the story is from her mother, who's missing her firstborn child, who's about to die.
You don't have to pick some cheery little numbers, don't you?
Oh, certainly do. but it's just utterly wonderful, this Bulgarian stuff.
I'm sure it is.
Eugenia Georgieva.
Yeah.
Eugenia Georgieva with Pozum Somale Legnala.
Absolutely beautiful.
Wasn't it incredible? Mm. And now the Poozies with Mick Ryan's somewhat risque song, The Widow, followed by Karen Tweed's tune, Charlie's Cap.
High upon a lonely moor, a widow lived alone. And in she kept, and as she slept, the pillow heard a moan. Oh, many years the traveller spent the night with me. There's not a man in all creation gives content to me. Though some can manage once or twice, and some may three or four. It seems to me a rarity is a man who can do more. I'll do anything to find him in heaven or in hell. Were spoken when she heard the front door bell. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor, and she never ever turned away in trouble from the door. So boldly then the widow ran, the door she opened wide. And as she did, a tall and handsome stranger stepped inside. She gave him bread and brandy, and when the tea was fed, he said, me dear, now have no fear, it's time to come to bed. For I've heard you call way down below, and I've come to see you right. And you must come to hell with me if I can last the night. She said, you randy devil, to this bargain I'll agree. For hell on earth or hell in hell, it's all the same to me. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor, and she never ever turned away a traveller from the door. Was working well. I thought before the night was through she'd be in his hell. But when they came to number 9, the widow cried out more. When the 12th time came around again, she cried for more. At 25, the devil felt compelled to take a rest. The widow, she said, come raise your head and put me to the test. At 69, the widow laughed again, again she cried. Devil, he said, well, I can see just how your husband died. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor, and she never ever turned away a traveller from the door.
Poozies,
yeah.
With Mick Ryan's The Widow. Harry Burgess, next, you've chosen?
Yes, and this is from a compilation. This is another one of this Voice of the People anthology edited by Reg Hall. And this is Harry Burgess with The Hungry Fox.
The fox jumped up in his angry plight and begged the moon to give him light. For he had many miles to trot that night before he reached his den ho, den ho, den ho. For he had many miles to trot that night before he reached his den home. At last he came to the farmer's yard, where the ducks and geese declared they heard their nerves should be shaken and the rest disturbed by a visit from Mr. Fox, oh, Fox, oh, Fox, oh. Their nerves should be shaken and the rest disturbed by a visit from Mr. Fox, oh. He took the black duck by the neck and swung him to cross his back. The black duck cried out, quack, 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 with his legs dangling down and down, ho, down, ho, down, ho. The black duck cried out, quack, 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 with his legs dangling down and down, ho. Then home Mrs. Slipper Slapper jumped out of bed, and out of the window popped her head. Said, John, 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 the black duck is gone, the fox is off to his ken, ho, ken, ho, ken, ho. Said, John, 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 the black duck is gone, the fox is off to his ken, home. Then John ran up to the top of the hill. He blew a blast most loud and shrill. Said the fox, that is very pretty music still, but I'm always home to my ken, ho, den, ho, den, ho. Said the fox, that is very pretty music still, and now I'm off to my den, ho. At last the fox got home to his den. His dear little fox is 8, 9, 10. Says, ah, you're in luck, here's a good fat duck, with his legs dangling down, down, ho, down, ho, down, ho. Says, ah, you're in luck, here's a good fat duck, with his legs dangling down, down, ho. He sat down to dinner with his hungry wife, did very well without a fork or knife. Never had a better duck in all their life, and the little ones picked the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. Never had a better duck in all their life, and the little ones picked the bones, oh.
Hi, Burgess, the hungry fox.
Now, the last song of this program we dedicate to Dave, quite naturally, and we have him to thank for this song. Dave brought this song to the repertoire of the Clack. It's Farewell, Farewell, and it's from Padstow in Cornwall, and it's a poignant song which was used to accompany the putting away of the peace hoss at the end of May Day during the Great War.
Farewell, farewell, my own true love. Farewell, farewell, my own true love. How can I bear to leave you? One parting kiss I'll give you. I'll go, whate'er befalls me. I'll go where duty calls me. Farewell, farewell. Behold thee,
And farewell to Dave.
And Flowers and Frolics to play us out with
Silverton Polka. So good night from Barry and I. Hope to speak to you again next week.
Very soon. Do take care.
Look after yourselves. Good night.
Giving a party, and before the fun begins, they present a gold.